Right now, I want you to welcome Pastor Rick Soto, and he's got another message with Pastor Casey Corum on how Casey let God carry him and trusted him.
All right, so, Casey, we're going to talk here about, today's subject matter has to do with putting the past behind you and talking about that side of the street. And if you've lived a real life and you've been around the block, putting those circumstances behind us are more real than at other times.
Right.
And you have a wonderful song that we were just singing in worship this morning. Mm-hmm. There's a backstory to some of that.
That's right.
And and really something, especially on the ministry level, on the pastoral level, something that we would never ever imagine as we as pastors give our hearts to the Lord and the church or whatever. But tell us a little bit about your journey with that, what brought that song around, and some of you putting some of those things behind you going forward.
Well, just a little side note about songs and songwriting. For me, one way to think about a worship song is a sung prayer. So, and I think many times what happens when I go to write a song, it's really an expression of what God's been doing in my own heart and life. And so the song "You're Carrying Me," which we've been, you know, we've been singing a lot around here, and this particular song, its backstory is that I was the worship pastor of a church in Southern Cal for about 5 years, and the church went through a pastoral transition. And anytime there's a pastoral transition, anytime there's transition in the air, you start to prepare your heart I think most of the time we prepare our heart for the worst, right? A lot of times we don't prepare our heart for the best, but sometimes it's the best. But anyway, the ground began to shake underneath my feet. I wasn't quite sure what was happening. I won't go into the details of the specifics of the shift. I wasn't quite sure what would happen through this senior leadership transition. The new senior leader was announced, and the same day the senior leader was announced, they laid off 9 people from the staff, so myself included. So I actually thought I knew these senior leaders quite well. And it's, you know, church is an interesting animal in that it's, in one sense, it's family and it's, you know, you kind of pour your heart into it, but sometimes there's practices of when you work for those sorts of organizations, like it's, you know, I didn't take it as personal. I tried not to take it as personal, but I had this real sense that the ground was shaking underneath my feet, and it was a bit of a surprise to me. And just as my social networks, you know, people finding out about it, were surprised. Just the love and the support just sort of flooded over me. And what started to happen over the course of the following couple weeks was just, have you ever had that experience when you go through something unexpected and you feel like you've been sort of spun around? And you're sort of like, I'm not entirely sure what I'm feeling at the moment. I'm sad, I'm a little angry, I'm a little confused. But I also have this overwhelming sense that God is surrounding me, not only God, but God's people are surrounding me, and just a real tangible sense of the even early on as I look back, I just had this tangible sense of being just carried along by the Lord. And a friend of mine had checked in with me a handful of days after the actual layoff had happened. He said, "How are you doing?" And I were just trading texts, and there was a couple times in this journey where I felt like I was prophesying to myself. So I just texted. I just feel, sorry, this is some emotion attached to it. I just feel carried by the Lord in this. And it was funny. It literally, the words just sort of fell out of my thumbs, you know, just sort of fell into the, and then I read it and I got, you know, and I got hit by the presence of the Lord. Like, wow, that's really what's happened. And then the Lord started to develop the picture. It wasn't just that, and then new opportunities were starting to come my way, which was interesting because I just, you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. It wasn't just that the Lord was carrying me. I almost had this picture like the Lord was running towards me, and he had scooped me up, and not only was he carrying me, but he was sort of running into the future. So obviously in the arms of the Lord, the right Bible answer is, you know, that's a trustworthy place to be. But the way things are going, and as quickly as they were going, I felt like, wow, I feel so carried by the Lord, and man, things are really moving really fast, and I sure hope he doesn't drop me. So there's, yeah, just being real about the whole thing. So there's, anyway, I was still on staff with this church for about six more weeks, and just this song just sort of found its way out of my heart and spirit, and I sang it on my last Sunday there where I led worship, because I felt like it was a word for me, for sure, for me and my family. But just when churches go through, you know, when organizations go through these large sets of changes, and this particular church is you know, just like so many others, has gone through a lot of massive change in the it's been 2 years, literally Monday tomorrow. It's interesting that we're talking about it today, because it was 2 years ago tomorrow that this actually happened. So it's timely to tell this story with my new family here at Ranch. Yeah, so I just felt like it was a word for myself. I felt like it was a word for this particular church body as well. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
That's an amazing story. Yeah. It's an amazing story. I think what I saw out of you as we sort of picking up steam with all of those circumstances, mm-hmm. is, and it sort of speaks to the things we're going to look at the word today, was the first time I talked to you, and even your wife with this, mm-hmm. there was no bitterness.
Right.
Like, there was no bitterness. So there's one thing to sort of go through these transitions, which are not of our choosing and not of our choices, and all the other variables mm-hmm. with that, you know, that can come up. And then to talk about it and go, yeah, but well, God did carry me.
Yeah,
but,
right.
but, you know, there's in our humanity this, like, snarkiness that can come up or this bitterness that's sort of underneath.
Yeah,
and you guys were cleansed of that.
Yeah, right.
You know, is there anything you want to speak to on that side of the street?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One is, you know, this isn't my first rodeo, so that's, you sort of walk some life and you get knocked a few times. So I was actually hanging out with my friend Bobby, who plays guitar up here with us, the day after the layoff, and there was another season of life where I'd gone through a similar transition. And you know, maybe as we walk with the Lord longer, we start to actually learn some things. One would hope that that's what happens. I said, well, if there's one thing that I learned from the last transition I went through is just because things are messed up doesn't mean it isn't God. So that's obviously a very scriptural idea. I mean, like, you know, the idea, and this is, you know, no, I went nowhere near through the trials that, say, Joseph went through, you know, being thrown into prison and all these sorts of things, but that's obviously a very biblical idea that God can be in our struggle and in our suffering. But I think I, in my head, like, transitions and what I'd sort of held out as a bit of a an indication that things are the Lord is that when things go really smoothly, that must be the Lord, because all the which I think sometimes is the case. But I think as we look at the scripture, many times these transitions are in the midst of a lot of things, that a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of and so, you know, so all that to say, knowing that and just, man, just feeling such a surrounding presence of the love of God, not only just in a direct sense with the Holy Spirit, but also with God's people. I mean, my touch, emotional. Just my friends and my family, my church, my church folks around me, praying for me, lifting me up. And it, you know, it takes, I wouldn't say it's like struggling with that bitterness or any sort of like ill will is something that just snap your fingers and it's gone. But it, for me, it was just a sovereign work of the Lord is obviously in this transition. And if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be standing in front of you here today. So it's interesting. Doors closed, doors open. So I've walked long enough to know that that's how it works. That's how these things work. So.
That's amazing. Thank you, brother, for sharing that. I think it's such a wonderful testimony to the scripture as it works in your life. Your calling is sure and irrevocable. Mm-hmm. And God's on the move and God has a plan. Mm-hmm. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Rick. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Oh, that's sweet, sweet story. Thanks for sharing it.